Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who was first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that brought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live. Somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention for just a few moments early this morning to the book and scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto those dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. I need your attention on that verse this morning, because I had the privilege and the opportunity to preach about a thing called a legacy of Christian women aiding souls in the new millennium or the new century. Somebody say amen. And because it was Women's Day and I'm in my area of expertise, because I am a woman, and by the power invested in me, not because of my gender, for it is the divine will of God, I felt directed by the Lord this morning to use one of my many gifts imparted upon me after the baptism of the Holy Spirit and discern this thing this morning for my Blog Talk family. For you do know the word discern means to detect with the eyes, to make out or distinguish, or revealing insight or understanding. So with that in mind, early this morning, I want to tell you that are listening and ye that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church, in order for you and I to leave a legacy of Christian women and men aiding souls in the new millennium or century. Anytime you deal with a legacy, anytime you deal with Christians, and certainly anytime you deal with souls, my brother and my sister, you ought to help somebody. That's what I want to preach about early this morning. Look at somebody and tell them, for me, you ought to help somebody. You know how I do. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip and repeat after me. You ought to help somebody. Do I have a praying church for to help somebody along the way? For to aid a soul that they don't stray, all equals to leaving a legacy. Uh-huh. For in the Word of God, we find many women who left legacies of strength, endurance, legacies of patience, love, and kindness. And above them all, the gifts of help. Somebody say help. Uh-huh. Oh, you all know the story, not only for sisters, but every brother under the sound of my voice. You all have learned a valuable lesson from the testimony of Sister Mary Magdalene. Uh-huh. She left a legacy of how you ought to act when you get delivered by God. For the Bible says she followed him all the way to the foot of the cross. Somebody said preach. Uh-huh. Sister Joanna, you all know her, don't you? She left a legacy, the wife of a high-ranking official in Herod's cabinet. She left, it doesn't matter about your economical wealth or your political clout or your social standing. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, she left recorded you got to be born again. Oh, I feel like messing with y'all this morning. Yes, I do. Sister Susanna, you know her, don't you? I left a legacy for this little about her background, and she symbolizes the untold number of women who worked to the glory of God and nobody ever knew their name. They all left a legacy. Uh-huh. For the word legacy means inheritance. Uh-huh. Or something that has come from an ancestor or predecessor or the past. For we all are familiar with the legacy of the past of some of our women in the Word of God. Or I prove it to you, like the woman with the issue of blood. We all know her testimony, don't we? Uh-huh. The woman with the issue of blood, she left a legacy. He may not come when you want him. Or when you think he should be there, but don't you give up. For he's always on time, and he will deliver. Somebody say glory. Like the woman at the well left a legacy of how our God will go out the way, and how he'll go up the way, and how he will even get in the way just to have an encounter with you and I. For he is a forgiving God. For truly, truly they all left legacies, for the Bible says the woman at the well went running back to the city saying, come see a man. That's what I call aiding souls in the new millennium and century. Not only can I tell you, but I can show you a man that will change your life. Now, allow me to set this up for a few more moments, and then I'm going to preach and get out your way. For Paul, you all know Paul, don't you? He says here in this particular scripture, I would not have you ignorant. Mm-hmm. You know you were Gentiles, heathens, and not always saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Uh-oh. And you weren't always wearing a white dress. Somebody talk back to me. You know it was early. Mm-hmm. Folks ain't always called you Sister So-and-so. And folks ain't always called you Brother So-and-so. I heard somebody said I've been called worse. Somebody gonna pray for me. And Paul says no one can say Jesus is Lord except by his Holy Spirit. And then Paul goes on to say there are diversities of gifts, but by the same Spirit. Paul says there are different administrations, but the same Lord. Uh-huh. Paul says there are diversities of operations. However, the same God that woke you up this morning and the same God that was going to put you to sleep tonight, listen, that's the same God that's working it all in wall. And then Paul goes on to record each gift. And I stopped by early this morning to tell you that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church, to let every woman and every man know that if you don't have the gift of wisdom, if you don't have the gift of the word of knowledge or faith or the gift of healing or the gift of miracles or the gift of prophecy, if you don't even have the gift of discerning spirits or interpretation of tongues, you can still leave a legacy. Oh, yes, you can. Uh-huh. For what use is it to obtain all these gifts above and you can't help nobody? I just need a few more minutes and I'm going to be out your way. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to start something now. You ever seen folks who are so smart with wisdom but have no common sense? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a quarter in the meter right here. You ever seen folks with knowledge, went to all kinds of schools, but they can't show you nothing? You ever seen folks with faith but have no vision? They can't see nothing. Uh-oh. I'm really going to start something now. You ever seen folks prophesy can tell you what God says, but you can't tell them nothing. Uh-huh. You ever seen folks that can blame the devil for everything and the devil is in them? You ever seen folks that can speak in tongues, interpret tongues, but they can't even use their own tongue to speak to you? Oh, it's early. Somebody I shot in the foot right there. Somebody said, preach, but I stopped by early this morning to tell you, you can't leave a legacy of aiding souls if your skirt is shorter than your daughter's. Ouch. Stop by to tell somebody that's listening to me this morning that you can't leave a legacy if every night Uncle Snoop Doggy Dog stops by the house and you tell the kids that's your uncle. Uh-huh. Stop by to tell you, you can't leave a legacy if you don't clean up some of them lies for a real woman of God, and a real man of God will say, I did it, and I'm sorry, but it's under the blood now, and God has forgiven me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you do, say amen. Well, in order to leave a legacy of aiding souls in the new millennium or century, my sister and my brother, you're going to have to leave recorded that you helped somebody. Uh-huh. In order to aid a soul as you travel through seen and unseen danger, you're going to have to be willing to be lied on and talked about just as sure as you're born. You're going to have to leave recorded the truth and the real truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. In order for you to leave, hallelujah, a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded that you went to the church one night and tell the truth that your heart wasn't right, and Jesus got a hold of you. Uh-huh. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded, I had some hard times. Uh-huh. And I had some good days and I had some bad days. But I learned through trials and tribulations as I climbed up that hill that all of my good days, good God Almighty, I weighed my bad days and I learned how not to complain. Glory. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave. I went down on my knees one day, and I prayed, and I prayed, and mercy met me right there. That's why my testimony is today, it's me. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about nobody else, but it's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded everything that looks good to you ain't good for you. Somebody talk back to me. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded that you went to the house of God and you found out that there's no perfect church. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect pastor, male or female. And when you arrive, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. If you really want to be a Christian, leaving a legacy of the past, present, and the future, aiding souls that may not come to church, but they will watch your lifestyle, then you're going to have to leave recorded that the God that woke us up this morning and will put us to sleep tonight, He is a forgiving God. I stopped by early this morning to tell you, you got to help somebody. For the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. I've got to help you and you have to help me. And then the legacy can help somebody else. The gift of love that has been given to us all. For if you don't love me, my sister and my brother, you can't help me. If your nose is turned up because I don't dress like you or I don't live where you live, then you can't aid or help me. For the first legacy that we all can leave is the legacy of being born again. Let it be recorded that I am a child of God. I am a child of the Most High God. And I'm not playing, but I'm serious enough about my soul that my mind is made up and my heart is fixed. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, leaving a legacy and aiding souls and helping somebody. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, then I introduce to some and present to others, His name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to eternal and everlasting life. If you want to leave a legacy, I love my testimony. Every time somebody looks at me and they all say the same thing about you, I know there must be a God somewhere if she's saved. Uh-huh. And all you got to do is the same thing that I did. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead and thou shalt be saved. And then find a church that's preaching and practicing the word of God that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, Ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the God I serve bless you real good. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who was first in my life, and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that brought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention for just a few moments early this morning to the book and scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto those dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. I need your attention on that verse this morning, because I had the privilege and the opportunity to preach about a thing called A Legacy of Christian Women Aiding Souls in the New Millennium or the New Century. Somebody say amen. And because it was Women's Day and I'm in my area of expertise, because I am a woman, and by the power invested in me, not because of my gender, for it is the divine will of God, I felt directed by the Lord this morning to use one of my many gifts imparted upon me after the baptism of the Holy Spirit and discern this thing this morning for my Blog Talk family. For you do know the word discern means to detect with the eyes, to make out or distinguish, or revealing insight or understanding. So with that in mind, early this morning, I want to tell you that are listening, and ye that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church, in order for you and I to leave a legacy of Christian women and men aiding souls in the new millennium or century. Anytime you deal with a legacy, anytime you deal with Christians, and certainly anytime you deal with souls, my brother and my sister, you ought to help somebody. That's what I want to preach about early this morning. Look at somebody and tell them, for me, you ought to help somebody. You know how I do. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip and repeat after me. You ought to help somebody. Do I have a praying church for to help somebody along the way? For to aid a soul that they don't stray, all equals to leaving a legacy. But in the Word of God, we find many women who left legacies of strength, endurance, legacies of patience, love, and kindness. And above them all, the gifts of help. Somebody say help. Oh, you all know the story. Not only for sisters, but every brother under the sound of my voice, you all have learned a valuable lesson from the testimony of Sister Mary Magdalene. She left a legacy of how you ought to act when you get delivered by God. For the Bible says she followed him all the way to the foot of the cross. Somebody said preach. Sister Joanna, you all know her, don't you? She left a legacy, the wife of a high-ranking official in Herod's cabinet. She left, it doesn't matter about your economical wealth or your political clout or your social standing. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, she left recorded you got to be born again. Well, I feel like messing with y'all this morning. Yes, I do. Sister Susanna, you know her, don't you? I left a legacy for this little about her background, and she symbolizes the untold number of women who worked to the glory of God and nobody ever knew their name. They all left a legacy. For the word legacy means inheritance. Or something that has come from an ancestor or predecessor or the past. For we all are familiar with the legacy of the past of some of our women in the Word of God. Or I prove it to you, like the woman with the issue of blood. We all know her testimony, don't we? The woman with the issue of blood, she left a legacy. He may not come when you want him. Or when you think he should be there, but don't you give up. For he's always on time, and he will deliver. Somebody say glory. Like the woman at the well left a legacy of how our God will go out the way and how he'll go up the way and how he will even get in the way just to have an encounter with you and I. For he is a forgiving God. For truly, truly they all left legacies, for the Bible says the woman at the well went running back to the city saying, come see a man. That's what I call aiding souls in the new millennium and century. Not only can I tell you, but I can show you a man that will change your life. Now, allow me to set this up for a few more moments, and then I'm going to preach and get out your way. For Paul, you all know Paul, don't you? He says here in this particular scripture, I would not have you ignorant. Oh, you know you were Gentiles, heathens, and not always saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And you weren't always wearing a white dress. Somebody talk back to me. You know it's early. Folks ain't always called you Sister So-and-so, and folks ain't always called you Brother So-and-so. I heard somebody said I've been called worse. Somebody gonna pray for me. And Paul says no one can say Jesus is Lord except by his Holy Spirit. And then Paul goes on to say there are diversities of gifts, but by the same Spirit. Paul says there are different administrations, but the same Lord. Paul says there are diversities of operations. However, the same God that woke you up this morning and the same God that was going to put you to sleep tonight, listen, that's the same God that's working it all in walls. And then Paul goes on to record each gift. And I stopped by early this morning to tell you that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church, to let every woman and every man know that if you don't have the gift of wisdom, if you don't have the gift of the word of knowledge or faith or the gift of healing or the gift of miracles or the gift of prophecy, if you don't even have the gift of discerning spirits or interpretation of tongues, you can still leave a legacy. Oh, yes, you can. For what use is it to obtain all these gifts above and you can't help nobody? I just need a few more minutes and I'm going to be out your way. I'm getting ready to start up now. You ever seen folks who are so smart with wisdom but have no common sense? I'm going to put a quarter in the meter right here. You ever seen folks with knowledge, went to all kinds of schools, but they can't show you nothing? You ever seen folks with faith but have no vision? They can't see nothing. Uh-oh, I'm really going to start something now. You ever seen folks prophesy, can tell you what God says, but you can't tell them nothing? Uh-huh. You ever seen folks that can blame the devil for everything and the devil is in them? You ever seen folks that can speak in tongues, interpret tongues, but they can't even use their own tongue to speak to you? Oh, it's early. Somebody, I shot in the foot right there. Somebody said, preach, but I stopped by early this morning to tell you, you can't leave a legacy of aiding souls if your skirt is shorter than your daughter's. Ouch. Stop by to tell somebody that's listening to me this morning that you can't leave a legacy if every night Uncle Snoop Doggy Dog stops by the house and you tell the kids that's your uncle. Uh-huh. Stop by to tell you, you can't leave a legacy if you don't clean up some of them lies for a real woman of God, and a real man of God will say, I did it and I'm sorry, but it's under the blood now, and God has forgiven me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you do, say amen. Well, in order to leave a legacy of aiding souls in the new millennium or century, my sister and my brother, you're going to have to leave recorded that you helped somebody. Uh-huh. In order to aid a soul as you travel through seen and unseen danger, you're going to have to be willing to be lied on and talked about just as sure as you're born. You're going to have to leave recorded the truth and the real truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. In order for you to leave, hallelujah, a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded that you went to the church one night and tell the truth that your heart wasn't right and Jesus got a hold of you. Uh-huh. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded, I had some hard times. Uh-huh. And I had some good days and I had some bad days, but I learned through trials and tribulations as I climbed up that hill that all of my good days, good God Almighty, outweigh my bad days, and I learned how not to complain. Glory. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave. I went down on my knees one day, and I prayed, and I prayed, and mercy met me right there. That's why my testimony is today, it's me. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about nobody else, but it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded everything that looks good to you ain't good for you. Somebody talk back to me. In order to leave a legacy, you're going to have to leave recorded that you went to the house of God and you found out that there's no perfect church. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect pastor, male or female. And when you arrive, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. If you really want to be a Christian, leaving a legacy of the past, present, and the future, aiding souls that may not come to church, but they will watch your lifestyle, then you're going to have to leave recorded that the God that woke us up this morning and will put us to sleep tonight, He is a forgiving God. I stopped by early this morning to tell you, you got to help somebody. For the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. I've got to help you and you have to help me. And then the legacy can help somebody else. The gift of love that has been given to us all. For if you don't love me, my sister and my brother, you can't help me. If your nose is turned up because I don't dress like you or I don't live where you live, then you can't aid or help me. For the first legacy that we all can leave is the legacy of being born again. Let it be recorded that I am a child of God. I am a child of the Most High God. And I'm not playing, but I'm serious enough about my soul that my mind is made up and my heart is fixed. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, leaving a legacy and aiding souls and helping somebody. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, then I introduce to some and present to others, His name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to eternal and everlasting life. If you want to leave a legacy, I love my testimony. Every time somebody looks at me and they ought to say the same thing about you, I know there must be a God somewhere if she's saved. Uh-huh. And all you got to do is the same thing that I did. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. And then find a church that's preaching and practicing the word of God, that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the God I serve bless you real good.
Blog Talk Radio.